time. It has returned. It's the Impossible Pub Quiz here on The Daytimes with me, Danny Parkinson. It's that time of week to have a good look at everything that's been happening. Kat Mars with us. Kat, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How would you describe today's quiz?
Mixability. I'm just double-checking some things.
Fair enough, fair enough. Do I actually keep the studio as cold as Andy Lawson says?
It's Baltic in here, Dan.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's properly freezing in here, Dan.
Sam, do you agree?
That's okay. I'm all right.
Same, yeah.
I'm all right.
Still get it.
I'm wearing my hoodie and I'm still frozen.
Fair enough then. Well, Andy Lawson joins us in for Richard Shaw right again today. Andy Lawson, how are you doing?
Cold. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Not too bad. And the reigning champion Sam Bridges is with us. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm all right. Good.
Good stuff. I'm right in thinking we didn't get a point last week, did we, Andy Lawson?
No, we didn't at all.
And Sam
did well.
Two, didn't he?
Yeah. I got 2 points.
Fair
enough. That's me level.
Does.
Hold on, the board's not even been updated.
No, it hasn't, that's why I just wanted to check, but I was trying to get away with it in a really smooth action.
So as far as I'm concerned, according to the board, as I'm playing as Richard Shaw Wright, we're in the lead at the moment.
No,
go
no,
on,
no.
Team RS Dubs.
Unfortunately, the board doesn't always do that.
But
I can tell you, I'm in last place on 3 points, Sam Bridges on 5 points, Richard Shaw Wright also on 5 points.
And we're updated now.
That's fair enough. It'd actually make it better for me, because otherwise I'm just going to get lost halfway through the show anyway. But while we're at it, while Sam does that, Andy, should we get your pub quiz team name?
My pub quiz team name, it's topical because we've seen Kieran Cunningham today leave Saints.
No.
So in the style of Blackadder and Baldrick from, I have a Cunningham plan.
I was going to say, it's blown me out of the water, is that?
If Kat's laughing, then we know where the point's gone.
In honour of Kieran Cunningham leaving and not being at St. Helens anymore, he used to wear his headphones in a funny way like this, like put one ear over his ear, right, one headphone over
his
ear.
I already want to boo you.
It's Kieran Cunningham's headphones. Sam, should we get yours?
I'm going to try and come with a Kieran Cunningham one. My original team name was Cat Has Nice Hair.
Not today, Sam.
Saint to a sinner.
Ooh,
sinner.
Like that. That's nice, is that? That's, I think that anyone of us three could get it here.
Well, no, it's me or Sam, Dan. It's me or Sam.
I think we're all in contention this week. Kat, should we go for the first question?
Yes.
Just a reminder, three sport, two general knowledge.
Yes, this is the first question. The first question is more about how much you guys have been paying attention this so, weekend.
To what, though? Ooh. Like, just the world of sport, or...?
The Super League.
Oh!
The Super League.
Who is currently eighth in the table?
Ooh.
No! It's a noobs!
Oh,
I'm going to have to do some working out here.
I think I might have got this. I know he was 7th anyway, so I'm going to work it from that.
I know what you mean there. Kat, should we go for number 2?
What was Cleveland Indians pitcher Ray Caldwell hit by in 1919 against the Philadelphia A's? He shrugged it off and kept playing.
There's a lot to take in there. I don't feel like a
man
question.
Was hit by something during
right.
a game.
Right.
He shrugged it off. Baseball. Shrugged it off and kept playing. What was he hit by?
I think I know this as well. I'm writing a lot down here.
That's fair.
And it's not just the question, so I can go back to it afterwards.
A man
I
was
think
hit
I know.
By something. Who was it again? Philadelphia.
No, it's Cleveland Indians. Did you say Cleveland Indians?
Yeah, Cleveland Indians against the Philadelphia A's.
You could have even asked me to name the sport over that, right? How are you feeling about it so far, Sam?
Yeah, not very good, to be fair.
Fair enough, then.
This
enough.
Kind of proves that there used to be real men in the sport.
I see. Should we go for number 3, Kat?
In Premier League records, who is the 6th best goal scorer of all time with a total of 163 goals?
Best? That could be anyone.
I know him. That's your clue.
You know him? Like, personally?
No.
Or... In fact, you know what? I might know this.
I've got a good answer for this.
Yeah. This is different to last week, Kat, because literally last week, Kat, I was just bemused. I had no idea what was even happening with your questions last week.
Hopefully, I'll be able to pull it around for the general knowledge anyway. Kat, let's go for the general knowledge, shall we?
What is the 2nd most printed book of all time after the Bible? The Bible's the first. This is the 2nd.
I think I've got this, you know.
Every time you say this.
Have we had this question before?
Not from me.
I don't think it's a Scottish quiz.
Do we have print books in Scotland?
I think they might have invented the printing press, actually.
No, they didn't.
Not that I'm defending
William
Scotland.
William Caxton invented it, didn't he?
Might have done it in Scotland, though. Andy, how are you feeling about the quiz so far?
So far, four questions in. I got four answers. I'm confident I'm in the right ballpark.
Ooh.
We're probably at least two of them, probably even three or four of them.
Catch, we'll go for number five.
Watch me get all completely wrong then.
Sam, it's your favourite type of question, closest to the pin.
Yes.
If the Simpsons had aged, how old would Bart be this year?
Ooh, good one.
Is this the closest to the pin?
Yep.
Oh, good question. That's a really good question.
It is.
I mean, that's... I think we're all going to have to do some maths here. Sam, how are you feeling so far?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm not happy about this one.
Oh, fair enough.
Sorry.
Fair enough. Anyway, we'll come back with the answers to the Impossible Pub Quiz. We'll have a little bit of think. Let us know how you've gone on at home as well, at @radio_Yorkshire. We'll be back right after this. Still mulling over quite a few of these questions. Kat, a good quiz today.
Thank you.
She's got the old mind working. Sam, you're not over the moon with it.
It's all right.
Yeah? Ah, fair enough. Andy Lawson, you're all right with it, aren't you?
I've enjoyed it so much that through the song I was playing darts.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it.
Kat, let's go for the quiz team name, shall we, first? I know all three of us are in contention with this quiz. You're really close. Will you just let us know?
I feel bad giving it to Andy now because he's probably going to win, but it's got to be Andy.
Thank you, Kat.
It was close, though.
Kat, you have horrible hair.
I really do today.
Oh, well, now Kat's upset, so let's go for number one, shall we?
Who is currently eighth in the Super League table?
Sam Bridges.
I went for the Leeds Rhinos.
You would be wrong.
Yeah. Andy Lawson.
Well, we're still at that stage of the season where they say league tables don't exist. I know Saints are seven, so I'm going to say Huddersfield are eighth.
Well, I've slowly been waiting for Sky Sports News to roll around for the rugby.
Yeah, because only you can see it.
Hasn't got there yet, so I've been trying to pad it as long as I possibly can. Now it's gone to adverts. Is it the Catalans Dragons?
Yes! Oh.
Yes!
Well,
I was
played.
Like 70% sure then. Yes! I've got a point. It's first time in about 2 weeks. It's a good day.
You haven't had a point in 2 weeks.
I think the first week I went did really well and then I got a point for ages. Do more rugby next time, Kat. Thank you. Should go for number two, Kat.
Okay, I had to reword this because I thought it would be too easy if I used the word I was going to use. So what was Cleveland Indians pitcher Ray Caldwell hit by in 1919 in a game against the Philadelphia A's, and he carried on playing unaffected?
Now, you said that it wasn't something like self-doubt or anything.
No.
So it's something physical. So I put smoking addiction. I got rid of that. And instead, I just went for another guess and went baby pig. You know, because like Sam Whittle's been hit by one. Charlton's game nearly got postponed because
of
baby pigs.
Oh, you're talking Peppa Pig, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, I mean, well, it could be a physical
baby
or cuddly
pig.
Toy.
Not Peppa Pig, baby pig.
Well, you know, either cuddly or real baby pig.
No, it wasn't a baby pig.
Oh, fair enough then. Or a piglet.
It wasn't like a university hazing.
No, you never know, dear, because it's not going to be something normal, is it? It's not going to be like, oh, I was hit by the ball. Andy Lawson.
Baseball, I know it's a regular thing where the ball gets struck by lightning, so I'm going to say the pitcher got struck by lightning.
You got struck by lightning. So yes. I was going to say struck, but I thought it was too easy.
I wouldn't have got it anywhere.
Oh. I went for a bird that was that also been hit by lightning, and therefore...
I think something's going on from
here. No, you're taking for some kind of question we did last time with a bird in baseball. I remember it.
I think Sam had bird down and then tried to get lightning into it halfway through.
A bird called lightning.
Sounds like that's a good band name, that is. A bird called lightning. Kat, should we go for number three?
Who is the sixth best goal scorer of all time in the Premier League?
Sam Bridges.
I went for Andrew Cole.
Ooh, good guess.
Andy Lawson?
Well, I had thought of a certain Andrew Cole, but I wrote down Sir Teddy of Sheringham.
No.
Ooh.
I put Andy Cole, but since Sam went for something, I'm going to go for Robbie Blake.
Robbie Fowler.
Oh. That's a shame. That's a shame. Oh. What? It's only someone you know. I didn't know you'd know Robbie Fowler, that song.
90s football legend.
Of course. Kat, should we go for number four?
What's the second most printed book of all time?
Andy Lawson.
Well, I've got two answers for this, and I know I can only go with one. One of them... Oh, let's go Tolstoy. Let's go classic. War and Peace.
Not even close.
Not even close. Sam Bridges?
I showed you all the answers.
Sorry, I'm running gone. I went for Das Kapital.
Oh, Karl Marx's famous book there.
Close. No cigar.
I think I've got this one, Kat. Yep. It's Chairman Mao's Handbook or, in brackets, The Little Red Handbook.
Well done!
Yay!
Wow.
I have to say, it's a good guess there, though. There, Sam. Good guess.
I was going to say Guinness Book of Records is my other one.
Fair enough. Because there's a vast amount of 11-year-olds all buying up the Guinness Book of Records. I think everyone had that when they were 11, didn't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
Kat, since I'm on a roll, please go for number five.
If The Simpsons had aged, how old would Bart be today?
Sam?
34.
Andy Lawson?
39.
Well, I think it started in 1993. Bart...
Wrong. Sorry. Right.
34.
36. Ooh. So you two
are
closer.
Yeah, you
we're
two are right.
A point there, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes!
Maggie would be 27, Marge would be 58, and Homer would be 60. I forgot to write down Lisa.
I love the way that you shouted out that I was wrong and I was only 2 years out.
Yeah, but it started in 1989, didn't it?
Stewart's Inquiry, didn't it start in 88 on the Saturday Night Live or something? Like, or Tracy Ullman Show or something?
Something like that.
Should make him 39.
Unfortunately, Kat's word goes.
Okay.
We've had it a few times, okay. So you know, we just have to go with the answer that's written down.
I checked it on two sites.
Wow, that's... the, you know, both Wikipedia and something else as well.
Joe.co.uk and something else.
Fair enough. A fine source of news. Up there with the Times and the Washington Post, of course, Joe.co.uk. Anyway, this has been a great day. This has been fantastic. Andy Lawson, you got yourself a point.
Two. Team name, and I got lightning on the picture.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He just shrugged it off.
Gives you 6 points there, Andy.
Nice.
Seven.
He was on five.
Oh, yeah. Seven.
Can't see.
Oh, it's close now at the top.
So 7 points.
I got 1 point, so I'm on six.
You're on six. I got three.
You're on six.
Wow.
Puts me on six.
Yeah, well done.
What a quiz. I'm proud of myself.
Well done.
I really am.
That's got to be your highest ever.
And it is, you know. And it plus the fact there was no team name in there either. So it was all correct answers.
You should get a minus point for that team name.
Kat, it was close. You even said it was close. Oh, there you went. Danny, that was a great team name. But Andy Lawson, I feel sorry. I've got to give him a point. So that's fair enough. Andy, as always, thanks a lot for joining us and stepping in for Richard Shorewright today.
It is my pleasure, and I'm definitely not Googling Bart Simpson's age as we speak.
Fair enough. Sam Bridges, as always, thanks for joining us as well. The reigning champion. It's going to be close this year, it looks like.
It is very close, yeah. What point does Richard Shorewright get kicked out? He's on the run. 2 weeks in a row, he's not here.
It's true. It is true. We will wait and see. Anyway, more great tunes on though. We'll have the latest sports headlines. Kat, as always, thanks a lot for another cracking quiz.